Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast, where we are exploring the hat of neighbor this week. I am so thrilled to have you a part of the show today, as we are going to be talking more about what it looks like to live intentionally among the community in which we live. When I was in fourth grade, I was so excited to be a part of a school play. I was at a Christian school, and the teacher had decided that we were going to do a play on the Good Samaritan, and I had a pretty significant speaking role in reading some of the scriptures. And I remember that we were so excited, but unfortunately, a student came to our classroom with the flu, and in a class of 20, there were only 6 students there on the day of the play. And unfortunately, I missed it. I never got to be a part of the Good Samaritan play. It is history. They somehow did it on their own and made it work. So it's really awesome that they did that. But I remember learning this story, this parable from a young age, and thinking about how kind this Good Samaritan was. And today we're going to look at the life of the Good Samaritan when it relates to us as neighbors, because this teaching is just very significant and can really make a difference in our perspective if we just allow God's word to soak into our hearts and minds. So I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to get started. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We humble ourselves before you today that we have nothing to offer you, and yet you still choose us, and through your Spirit can use us to reach those who are living in our neighborhoods and complexes that we reside. Father, we just pray for open hearts and minds in this time, that we would be fully aware of your presence with us, that you would bring specific people to our minds as we receive this message that you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up, it's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
While Jesus was teaching about loving God and loving our neighbors, he specifically addresses a person in Luke 10. And this person was struggling with the concept. He says in Luke 10:29-30, "But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' In reply, Jesus said, 'A man is going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, where he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead.'" The story sounds very intense, and you might be thinking, well, I don't have a neighbor who is half dead outside across the street. However, we all have people around us who are in need. So what neighbor do you think of when I ask you who is a neighbor that you have in need. Confession time. My husband and I have done a poor job at getting to know our neighbors. We probably have been pretty good with our excuses because of only living here for the past 4 months and being pretty significantly busy with a lot of really good things. However, we stopped and we talked with a neighbor nearby this past weekend, and we found out that her husband had a heart attack in September. We had no idea, and we felt really terrible. So Drew and I decided not to miss the opportunity to bless them, even though we're pretty late on it. And we asked if we could bring them a meal by, and we were able to drop something off last night. And we went into their home, and we visited with them, and their extended family was there, grandchild was there, and we just got to know them better. And it was actually the woman's birthday, so that was pretty special. And we left a card with scripture, and we shared in that card that we were praying for them and used that opportunity as a foot in the door with a new neighborhood relationship. And so as God is teaching us in this time together, as we talk about the hats that we wear, I just want to be fully authentic with you that I am teaching these lessons to myself. And I am asking God to challenge me to think through ways to encourage those who are single, be a good friend, and now be a good neighbor to those around me. And I've not done the perfect job, as many of you probably have felt that you've missed opportunities as well. And even though this neighbor has a different scenario than the man who was robbed in the story of the Good Samaritan, this neighbor is still suffering. This family still needs help and encouragement. Maybe you have a neighbor who's struggling, but they don't seem like those struggles are as deep or as hard as the man who was robbed. But I want to encourage you today that we all have a responsibility as believers to care for those who are in need. There are two responses to those in need among our own paths. And we see these in the three examples that are given to us in the story of the Good Samaritan. The first option is that we can pass them by. Luke 10:31 says, "A priest happened to be going down the same road. When he saw the man, he passed by on the other side." Luke 10:32 says, "So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side." When we think about the top leaders in the Christian faith, we might name people who are well-known pastors or evangelists. This would be like the priest and the Levites of the time. These were the spiritual leaders of the day, and yet we see them respond in the most unkind manner to this poor person in need. It is significant to think that we might be the only believers in our neighborhood or apartment complexes. And if our attitude is to pass by, we misrepresent the Jesus that we claim to serve. It's not going to matter if we put a cross out on our yard or if we have a Bible verse in our home. If we pass by our neighbors, that's the Jesus that they see. We want to be representing Christ in an accurate way to them. Notice the phrase said in this scripture. It doesn't just say pass by, but it says on the other side. The priest and the Levite intentionally distanced themselves from the man who was in need. I think about how the beaten man was laying on the side of the road, just maybe crying out for help. And yet, they chose to go all the way around on the other side of the road so they wouldn't have to deal with him. Maybe they thought they had important prayer meetings to get to, or that Bible study was meeting up and they were running late again. And so they distanced themselves intentionally from the man in need so that they could get where they needed to go. How often do we do this to those living around us? We have a heart to help, but then when the inconvenient time comes, we try to pass by on the other side. However, through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can choose the second option, which is that we can take pity and help our neighbors. Luke 10, 33 through 37 says, "But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.'" The word pity here is not in a demeaning or belittling way, but it's rather a compassionate and loving kindness shown. It is giving great love. The Samaritan people were actually looked down upon by the Jewish community, the people who said that they were following God. However, this person understood kindness and grace greater than the religious leaders of the day. When we think about a person who understands what it's like to be an outcast, they have a greater compassion for the outcast. When I think about maybe the history of what was this life like that this Samaritan was living, where he felt constantly passed by and avoided, he knew what it was like, and he had great compassion on this person who was in need. And so as we look at our neighbors, sometimes it can be helpful for us to think about our own personal struggle, our own sins, and the ways that Christ reached out. He came to us. He went to us. He had pity on us, and he helped us. And because of that great love, we can have that kind of compassion for those around us. And as we look at what the Samaritan did, first, he went to him. We have to go, and we have to put aside our selfishness and our laziness to get to know the needs of others. Secondly, he bandaged his wounds and poured out oil and wine. The cost for the Samaritan was clear that he gave up time and money, things most of us would rather spend on ourselves, if we're being honest. And then third, he put him on a donkey, took him to an inn, and cared for him. He paid for the room, and he had them look after him there. Maybe a neighbor's problems are beyond you, and they need greater help, and that's okay too. Maybe you've met their needs, and you've been able to be there for them, but now it's time to put them on a donkey, so to speak, to get to the inn. Part of loving a neighbor is knowing when to move them towards better help, whether that be a family member or a medical professional even. We need to show outstanding love, but also be aware of our own limits. Helping a neighbor or being kind to a neighbor is a wonderful practice of following Christ and showing his love tangibly to those around us, but we also do need to know when that boundary line comes. When we've done what we can do, we see that the Samaritan helped by going to the man, by bandaging his wounds, helping him get to where he could recover. But then he also left him there because he probably had other responsibilities. So when I share this message, I'm not asking anybody to give up everything to be a full-time caregiver for a neighbor. However, we have the eyes in our area to see the needs that maybe aren't being met, that we can meet what we are able to, but then we can also help point a neighbor in the direction to getting greater assistance. And that's part of being a good Samaritan as well. Luke 10, 36 through 37 then concludes, and Jesus says, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Jesus clearly tells us to have mercy on our neighbors. May we model the Good Samaritan in our decisions as we see those hurting around us.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm going to reiterate this Bible passage to you again, because I've chosen it as our key verse for the week to reflect on. As I read it, I just want you to think about the greatness of asking the question to God about who was the Good Samaritan. And this man was an expert in the law himself, where he could easily be in the category of the priest or the Levite. But Jesus challenged him to have mercy. Jesus encouraged him to be like the Samaritan. Luke 10:36-37 says, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." So, sisters, go and do likewise. This week, this month, this year, look around and see how you can wear your hat of neighbor proudly by helping meet the needs of those around you, just like the Samaritan. Our call to action this week, we're going to ask the question, who is hurting in our neighborhoods? Are you passing them by, or are you taking pity on them? How can we go to those around us and help them? And then lastly, is there a situation where you specifically need to put someone on a quote-unquote donkey? Who can you move towards greater help? Thank you so much for spending time with me in God's Word today as we explored the Good Samaritan. I know that this might be a passage that you've heard multiple times, but it never gets old to think through fresh perspective. And as we take this passage and we apply it to our lives in general, and specifically into our neighborhoods and our apartment complexes, may this motivate us to have that heart of pity in a way of compassion and mercy. May we not choose to pass by, but may we choose to help and notice and go towards. And then when we see those who are in greater need than what we can offer them, may we point them into a direction and motivate them and help them get to where they really could benefit from being. Thank you for sticking this out with me and joining in. We have one more week together for this year on the amazing hat of neighbor. I hope you have a great week and look forward to sharing with you next week.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.